in school, we never got any sex ed. We never got any of the basic information we would need to avoid getting pregnant. And I got lucky. But a lot of my peers didn't. We actually had a daycare at our high school because our teen pregnancy rate was that high. And I saw a lot of my friends, the dreams and the futures that they wanted get derailed because of that. And so it's unacceptable to me that we don't give our young people the tools to avoid unintended pregnancy, and then we punish them when they get pregnant or get STDs by not providing access to abortion or just general reproductive health that they need. So I live in the Rio Grande Valley. We currently have one abortion clinic, the Whole Woman's Health in McAllen. It closed for a while because of the ambulatory requirements, and then now those are on hold. They're being reviewed, so those aren't being enforced as of right now, so it reopened. However, if the courts hold up the ambulatory requirement law, it will close again because we can't afford to make our clinic a mini hospital. And this would mean that there wouldn't be an abortion provider in the valley south of a checkpoint. The nearest one would be in San Antonio. And that's just a drive that so many women can't make, especially undocumented women who can't go through a checkpoint. And so that's going to result in a lot of unsafe abortions, and it's going to be, it already is a public health catastrophe, and it's going to get so much worse. And it's extremely unfair and immoral to force women into these cornered situations. So we have a lot of local agencies that try their best. Valley AIDS does a lot of really great work, and Access Esperanza, but still we are being hit by budget cuts and by restriction of access. Again, public schools aren't even allowed to teach sex ed, so there's, where are kids going to learn it? And the Title X cuts really affected us too. They took away a lot of the preventative care that Planned Parenthood and organizations like that provided.